This is a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media.
Hey guys, awesome episode with Derek Gaines. Really crushed out some emails. At the end, we also give how we would enter The Bachelorette. Check it out. Fun episode. Share it with your friends. The J Train Podcast. This is J Train, Jared Fried, coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Labs. We're here every Tuesday and Friday with your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every week. I'll say it again. Thank you for listening. Thank you for telling a friend. If you haven't told a friend yet, pause us right now and text a buddy to listen to this podcast. I want your mom, I want your dad, I want your brother, I want your sister, I want that kid that you're like friends with and you see in the hallway, but you're like not in the hallway friends. Get him involved, okay? We want them all. I want them all listening. And listen, this is the official podcast of your shitty summer internship, and we are dead in shitty summer internship season. You're staring at a cubicle wall. You need something to listen to. Give the gift of Papa JT right in your buddy's ear. I want to whisper sweet nothings. I want to blow gently right into your buddy's ear. So give the gift of J Train. Tell a friend. Keep spreading the word. I'm very excited about today's guest. Super fucking hilarious comic. I see him around everywhere. He's killing it. Derek Gaines, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. Thanks for having me, Jared. I appreciate
such
it.
Such a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I feel good. I feel fine being here.
Good.
On the J Train.
You feel comfortable?
Feel comfortable. Very comfortable.
We got your comfy seat. We got your neck pillow.
Right?
It's good. The J Train's a nice place. This is a
very first class.
First class operation. All of you guys.
Neck room, leg room.
If you don't know Derek already, you've seen him all over TV. He's got Joking Off. Season 3 coming up.
Yeah.
And you got a show coming on True TV called Best Ever.
Best Ever. Yeah. And
coming out in July.
Coming out in July, yeah.
So that's great. And listen, if you're in Bridgetown, Oregon, right?
Portland. Yeah.
Portland, Oregon, Bridgetown Comedy Festival. He's going to be there June 2nd through 4th. So go check him out.
And this is not, I'm not trying to boast or brag, but if anybody doesn't know me listening, if you ever seen the show Broke Ass Game Show,
yes,
I'm that guy.
Broke Ass Game Show.
Yeah.
Is that still going? What's the deal?
No, they didn't bring that back.
No. But I like that show. It was fun.
Everybody liked the show. So when they didn't bring it back, I was like, God damn it. But they gave me Joking Off. So
there
it kind of gave me a way, an avenue to be more funny.
Keep you on the air.
Because, yeah, Broke Ass Game Show is just me improvising in the streets. But Joking Off,
jokes.
It's jokes. Like,
yeah, yeah.
I'm sitting there like, so it's more comedy driven. I like it a lot.
So if you're not sure, you're going to see, you're going to be like, oh, that's the guy.
Yeah.
That's on TV every afternoon for 12 hours an afternoon. So go check out Derek on Twitter at Derek1Gaines. Go follow him, support him. Super funny. He's as good as he on TV, better on stage. Go watch him, go support him, get involved. You ready for the emails?
I'm ready for the emails. Let's
all go. Of you send your emails. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. That is our email address. And listen, they're getting good. The emails get better every week. This one, I love the specificity. The more you sound it out, the worse that word sounds.
Specificity
of these emails, because they're getting good. And listen, I'm on Snapchat. Are you on Snapchat?
I am on Snapchat.
What's your Snapchat name?
Great Boy 84. Yeah.
I'm JTrain56 on Snapchat. And let me tell you, when you guys send me a picture or a video of you guys listening to the podcast, like the listeners, where they're listening, how they're listening.
Oh, okay.
It feathers my nuts every single time. It's like a long, long feather that you'd use to write a letter in the 1800s.
Like a tickle, but it's
and
like
at the end of it, just a long, slow back and forth on my nuts. So keep sending me those snaps, JTrain56. Here we go. Has the inside joke gone too far?
I'm listening.
You have any inside jokes with buddies that like just goes off the rails? You ever have that happen?
Have I ever? Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There's always a few.
That's the thing with dudes, though. There's always, it's going to go, any inside joke is going to go the extra step.
Yeah.
You know, you can't really avoid that because guys are idiots and we're going to wring that towel.
Yeah, man.
Completely fucking dry.
Because there's no female supervisor to stop us. So it's always,
only when vagina gets in the picture is when it stops.
Like,
Dear J Train, my friends from school, future roommates, and I have an ongoing inside joke that I think might have gotten out of hand. To be put simply, friend A will ask friend B a vague question, okay, like, where did you get that? Or how do you take that to the gym with you? And friend B asks what friend A is talking about. Friend A replies, that dick in your mouth. So we'll do a little J Train theater right off the bat. So if I was, we're the friends, so I'm going to go, so I'll be friend A. I'll be like, where, yo, Derek, where'd you get that?
What are you talking about?
That dick in your mouth.
Wow. So
end
that's
scene.
That's the joke.
That's the joke.
Really nice.
That's the joke. Okay.
Can I try it back to you?
Yeah, try it.
Hey, Jer.
What's up?
Where'd you get that from?
I don't know. Maybe J. Crew? Is that? I don't know. I'm not really sure. What do you mean?
That dick in your mouth.
Okay.
It is.
Listen, simple joke.
Very
funny nonetheless.
But it's only funny if they actually ask, what are you talking about? What if another question comes out? Like what you don't say, or
if I was like, hey, what's that thing on your shirt?
What you mean?
I mean, where do you get that thing?
What thing do you speak of?
That dick in your mouth.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it always comes back to dick in the mouth.
That's actually,
right, yeah. So this joke
I got this work.
This
okay.
is ironclad.
It's an ironclad joke.
So in the beginning, this was just a silly joke, but I fear things have gotten out of hand.
Yeah.
All of us are now hesitant to answer each other's question or to acknowledge a question that was not completely heard or understood. So right now, they're in a situation where every question could be the dick in the mouth.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah, that's got to be tough.
That's got to be tough.
Please help me. Please. Yeah. Will you help me? Help me with what?
That dick in your mouth. Yeah, if you fuck up language,
yeah.
Like if we can't speak anymore, then I think the joke's going
this
too
is,
far.
Yeah, this is like, there's a Bible story that goes with this where they changed all the languages and that's how wars happen. Isn't there like an Old Testament
thing to this? Right, yeah, because it's a lot of miscommunication after that.
Everyone still tries to get each other. He writes, everyone still tries to get each other and has even gone so far as to resort to teaming up in social media. I fear that this game maybe begin to scare off females and it's already beginning to wear at each other's nerves. Is there any way to maintain the joke without letting it affect our social status or burning itself out? Do you have similar experience?
Hmm. Well, all right.
Do you have any inside joke that this has ever happened with?
D's nuts.
D's nuts.
But it was high school.
Yeah.
Remember the circle?
The circle. If someone looks at it.
You smack shit out of me.
Yeah, that was it. Sack whacks get to this point where it's like there's a moment for the sack whack and then you just wish a bell would ring so that it would end all future sack whacks.
Yeah, everybody needs a girlfriend. That's what it sounds like. Everybody needs a chick because that's why you're scaring chicks away. It's a lot of dick in the mouth.
I do think every good, fun joke amongst friends gets bad and then gets good again.
Yeah, maybe if they stop for a little while.
Yeah, I think it'll wear its course. And as we were saying, as we're reading this email, If one dude loses a vagina because of this joke, it's over.
Yeah,
the friendship is fucking over.
Yeah, maybe not the friendship, but the joke is done. Yeah.
I think you don't acknowledge it. I think the worst thing you could do is to stop asking each other questions because you're worried about this dick in the mouth thing coming up.
Yeah.
The best thing, because no one, you have to trust that if you're friends, they're not gonna do it to ruin your life.
Yeah.
They're only doing it to enhance your life.
Okay, yeah.
So I think trusting that means that everyone should just live their lives without worrying about being told a dick is in their mouth, right?
Yes. I think without that worry, they can go on as friends.
I'm trying to think of a situation. We had an inside thing, but it was never like, actually, at tailgates, we used to do that, and I've mentioned this on the podcast before, at tailgates, we used to do high-lowing. Mm-hmm. High-lowing got so out. You know what high-lowing is?
Yeah.
Table topping. So, like, if you're talking to me, another buddy would get behind you and I'd push you over him.
Oh, goddamn.
Wow. So that became, at tailgates, it got to the point where people were so afraid of getting high-load that everyone was walking around the tailgate doing horse kicks. So, like, literally kicking back.
Because
so in case someone was behind them to trip
when
them.
An inside joke turns into, like, fear violence?
Yes.
Yeah, it's not. What are you doing?
We were all afraid that we were going to become paraplegics because someone was going to push us the wrong way. But I do remember tailgates would get like weird. Like they would get to the point where all the chicks were on the outside. Everyone would put their back against a car just so that they couldn't get high load. And then when they went to get beer, they'd be doing horse kicks behind them.
That's not fun no more.
And that became no fun.
That's not fun.
And, but I do think that a fun chick respects. Here's what I'll say about their joke. And as far as getting pussy from the joke or losing pussy.
Okay.
Because this is what the world just comes down to, am I coming
it's
or not?
It's percentages and averages of vagina.
Exactly. Yeah. We want to collect as much vagina. Will this hurt our chances at vagina? I do think that girls are attracted to guys that are so close with their friends that they are willing to have dumb jokes with their friends in the face of getting vagina. So I'm saying these guys that do the dick in the mouth game, whatever your fucking joke might be together, the fact that they are so confident together as a group of friends that they can have this joke that they don't even care that random hottie hears this joke that could embarrass them. Mm-hmm. I think girls respect that. Like, I respect the fact that they're like, listen, you've put the game of your friendship ahead of a dime a dozen chick that just showed up. So I do think plow through with your game.
Yeah.
Because it will wear its course, and the right chicks will see that it's just you guys being
so
friends.
What you're saying, J-Train,
yes.
is that the bromance will bring the romance.
I believe
we are on the same
Mr.
path.
Mr. Gaines, that's why we brought you on the show. Right. I knew you'd be a great guest.
All right.
The bromance will bring the romance.
For the right girl.
For the right girl.
For the girl that understands the
romance. This will attract the right type of girl. The wrong type of girl looks at that and is like, dick in your mouth, are you guys gay? And you're like, get the fuck out of here.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know
it's
we're not
joke.
Gay. We're so gay that we're fucking straight.
Yeah, or we're... Yeah, like it's the scatological humor. Scatological humor goes as far. It'll fade out sometimes, but it always comes back. Like me and my buds used to do a joke called "Come So Hard." Like, well, and then "Come So Hard," anything follows that.
Okay,
it had to be crazy. So "Come So Hard," I bought the JT Money album on wax, like shit like that. Or
it's so ridiculous.
Come so like I, you ever come so hard? You watch. Or say like I watched Sex and City with this chick laying down. Come like so like just so,
so the cum was so good that you were
that
willing
you had to
do anything
cum
else.
So hard I took her to IHOP before I put her on the J train, like something like that.
Like, I like that.
That was a thing.
I hope this catches on with the audience.
Cum so hard was good. It was a phenomenal hashtag. Cum so hard was on Twitter and we thought we were on to millions.
Really,
but it didn't happen.
I wonder why. You can't put that on daytime television. So it's like you know cum. Come so hard I took her to Sephora.
Some shit like that. Something like that.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Derek Gaines dropping knowledge right off the bat.
I got her lobster mac and cheese, my nigga. Like shit like that.
I put lobster
in the mac
and cheese. Yeah, I went
so that was
high end, low end on her.
Yeah, so that may have been
shit.
That was our thing. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I love that.
But yours is more physical.
But the come so hard thing that you're saying, like, if a girl heard that and wasn't like, oh, that's funny that her and his friends just talk, have this language together, that's a girl that you're going to like.
Yeah.
You know, the girl that's like, what are they talking about? No, you don't want to fucking talk to that girl because she's never going to get it. If she doesn't get this, she won't get the next thing. She won't get when you're like, I want to go to my buddy's bachelor party. She'll be like, what? I thought you were with me for date night. No, fuck that.
See that? See, it's that girl. But shout out to the girl that can actually throw a cum so hard in there and be funny.
Yeah.
You'll get your ass chose
Listen,
up.
Girls.
Chose up.
That's to our female listeners. Throw out a cum so hard.
Throw out a cum so
every
hard.
Every now and again.
A bunch of dudes talking about cum so hard, and you throw out a cum so hard, and it's funny?
Oh, bring
oh,
it.
You're
yeah,
you're
everyone
the,
there is hard. I had a guy last night, he was like, yo, this chick is into you. And I was like, oh, really? And I went and looked her up, and like, she was cute. Like, I wasn't, and then he just looked at me, he goes, no. And then, like, this is a thing for guys. Like, guys understand. The guy looked at me, he goes, she's cute, but she fucking gets it.
Yeah.
And, like, it's like that, you know, that's like a resume point that gets underspoken about.
Yeah, man.
The chick who gets it. The chick who can roll with a crowd. People love that.
Roll with the crowd, man. They cushion your way to the top. Cushion your way. They are the rise to the top.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Derek Gaines at Derek1Gaines on Twitter.
Yeah.
Go check him out. He's going to be at Bridgetown Comedy Festival June 2nd through 4th. Snapchat, Bumble, too much? Okay. Listener since day one, ever since I was just getting started, my own finance job, and regular Twitter shit talker. He is at It's Richie Rich. At It's Richie with an EY Rich. I've used Tinder plenty in the past and started on Bumble when you first mentioned it on the show. I think well over a year ago. Decent success on both, hookup flings and fuck buddies alike. Two things on my mind today, and I'm curious about you and your guest's opinion. Are you single?
Yeah.
You're single.
Super single.
Bumble?
I Bumble in L.A. is way better than Bumble New York.
Way better. Okay. How about Tinder? You're familiar?
I've done Tinder. I gave up on it, but Tinder has also worked for me.
You're hip to the app game. Yeah. Okay. So one, how do you feel about Snapchatting girls you've been texting from Bumble Tinder but haven't been on a date yet? I've been choosy about it in the past, and this particular situation is a girl from Bumble that just moved to where I live, and we went to college together, though only met once while we were at our shitty little private college. I'd think it would be okay, but I'm thinking more slow play since this may have relationship potential, but who really wants one of those? Just curious what you think.
Well,
have you done this before where you snap with a girl before you've even met?
I mean, why not? Richie Snapchat and Bumble have like a 24-hour shelf life, don't they? Like, everything fades away after a while, don't it?
It does. Well, Bumble, once you've started talking, that person sticks around on Bumble.
Okay.
Snapchat, I think the beauty is that it goes away. So, like, I use the text feature on Snapchat a lot.
Okay.
Especially when if someone snaps me, them listening to the podcast, I always try to write back to anyone who snaps me. So I'll write back, like, something short and quick. Boom, or, an emoji, strong guy, whatever. I'm just acknowledging that you've sent me something that I
just acknowledge,
like.
Just a little water.
I do use the text over it, and I think it's great. I think what he's doing is the move.
Okay.
I think getting a girl on Snapchat and like spraying her with some snaps before is a great move. I wanted to tell this story. I opened for a guy who does theaters.
Okay, cool.
A comedian who does theaters. So that is a level of comedian. He's doing just fine.
Okay.
Okay. We go backstage. We go backstage, and I'm like, and I'm all excited about Snapchat. I'm like, I want to know if this famous dude uses Snapchat. So I was like, "Do you ever use Snapchat?" And he goes, "Yeah, dude, I have a personal account. I haven't really promoted it yet."
Okay.
And now, I think now since he's promoted it. But now, this was like right, he's just getting into it. And I go, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Yeah, what I do is I'll tweet with someone, okay? And then I'll give them my personal Snapchat because they're at the show. And then we start messaging over Snapchat. I see if she starts screenshotting shit. If she doesn't, I encourage her and her friend to come to my suite, and that's how I get threesomes."
Wow.
And the genius of this move,
because
he went on to explain, this is inside fucking baseball. So everyone listening right now, fucking put in the earphone a little bit more.
I'm listening.
His point to all this was that it's like having the girl's number with the ability of you choosing whether she loses it or not.
Wow.
Right? Because with Snapchat, you add a friend. And then it has to be a two-way friendship. You can, if we're friends on Snap, I can unfriend from you. And then if you are like, "Well, I still want to talk to you," you can't unless I accept it.
Yeah.
So you only have my number. It's like having your phone number, but not.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to everyone in this room that we have?
Yeah, I get it. It's like your phone number's on a leash almost.
Yes.
So I get that. Because if I see anything corrupt,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
It's game over.
So it's like,
if you hook up from it,
yeah.
If you've only exchanged snaps, you can be like, "Well, I'm going to disappear off into the night and my number on the lasso."
Yeah.
Yeah. So I think this is genius. So if you can work out a scenario where instead of exchanging numbers, you only exchange snaps,
Snapchats.
That's the move. Because you can get flirty with pictures.
That's future.
You can send messages back and forth. Yeah. This is the future of fucking.
This is future. Yeah.
Right?
Because this is easier than just, "Let me get your phone number and start texting."
Yeah.
How do I open up with it? Because you don't know what the fuck she's doing with that.
And you have no idea who
that
she's showing.
That shit could be on Twitter tomorrow. Yeah.
So this is a great strategy. So for this guy, I'm encouraging everybody. I'd go to Snap first. I'd be like, hey, here's my Snapchat. I love using Snapchat. If you use that first as opposed to a number, I don't know how you get through. I'm thinking this on the fly. All the, you know, we take these emails as we take them. But okay. Like, how do you get a girl to be okay with just being connected on Snapchat?
I think girls are with that. Little 23, little 24, little 20. Yeah, they like that.
And so you say to
girls don't like using their phone no more anyway.
Yeah.
So the more appy it is,
the better.
You probably got a better shot
also,
at it anyway.
If you can get it, if you're talking to a girl on Bumble and then you're like, hey, I'm really into Snap. Here's my Snapchat name. Mm-hmm. I don't. The way you play it is by calling it out. Here's how you play it. I'm already figuring this out.
Right.
You call it out, but make a joke of it.
Okay.
So
you gotta keep her smiling.
You put it on her being creepy. So you're like, here's my Snapchat name. I don't like to give my number to strangers.
Easy.
Right. Now she's the stranger. She's the weirdo.
Okay.
Now you give the snap. Now she has a snap, and now you can go over that. I've been, you know, there's a girl that I've snapped with a bunch of times, and like where it's very flirty, but it's kept it to Snap.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to there's something that's just less binding about that Snap relationship, which lets you sign on for more dates.
Yeah.
So what I'm saying is, with Snap, you can go hook up and then be like, will I do more? And you don't feel like you've signed a contract, a 2-year contract.
That's real good. I like it a lot.
You signed a 10-day bench contract in the NBA.
Yeah, it's quick. It's, I'm trying to think of the comparison, but it's good for single life.
It is. This guy has a second question. How do you feel about moms? I've hooked up with a few, and they tend to be better lays than most of the other women I've had. Personally, I tell all my buddies to give it a whirl and some think I'm crazy until they try it.
Well, yeah.
What do you think of moms?
Well, I've done the mom thing. I'm over it.
Over it. Why?
I like, to be honest with you, I like them clean break divorcees, the ones that get out of a bad marriage and no kids.
I dated a divorce lawyer once. She called that a fancy breakup.
Yeah. I like that. I call it a divorce with no souvenirs. It's
okay.
Nice.
Yeah, I like
but
that.
But like, it's like, I like them more than moms because, like, sometimes the kid could be my age and then it just feels strange. Like I messed with some woman.
What's that?
She was 42. 42, had a son who was 18, right?
No way.
I'm in the house. He wake up because we're in Harlem. So his neighbors was bumping music. He couldn't wait. He had a big test the next day.
Come on.
So his mom had to get off of me being a hoe and turn back into a mom. Now,
so you watched her go from
that transition from hoe to matron.
Yeah.
Fucked me up, man. Like, I was like,
she put on her Halloween costume.
Right. I'm like, whoa, you just got off of me to go be a mom.
So she's like, I'll be back in a second. And she's like, get your homework done.
And she in the room talking to him. And as that happened, I'm putting on my pants and shit. And I walk out. We lock eyes.
Yeah.
Me and the 18-year-old. And I knew what he thought. Like, he was like,
you just fucked my mom.
This young nigga's fucking my mom. And I'm like, me and this nigga the same age.
I'm like, ah.
And then I walked out. I was like, yeah, I can't do that no more.
And then did you ever talk to her again?
No.
She was like, the homework isn't done. Oh, sorry, wrong text.
And in the room, in a room, she had pictures of her and her son, but had the red light. I'm like, this ain't.
She had to have looked good, though.
Yeah.
She kept it together.
No, she kept it good. Miss, what was her name? I forgot her name.
He listens to this podcast.
But nah, man. And even moms, even with the tattoos of the kids.
The problem I have with moms is twofold. One, older woman sex is a lot more pressure on the sex. They are they need to get off. They have this, when you go out with a girl who's a little bit older,
they got experience. They know.
They know what they want, and they know that this is maybe one chance, this whatever this period is, to get it. So they are like, you better fucking get me off, and I am, listen, me and my, you know, my strong medium is just like, you know, there's no, you're not, it's not a trip to the beach, it's a trip to the fucking coal mine, and you better get your hours in.
Yeah.
That's always the attitude I get from older women.
Yeah,
second problem with a mom is that she's had it once, she'll have it again.
Yeah.
So you gotta be fucking careful and, you know.
Yeah, because she's powerful enough for that guy to have stayed in.
Yes.
That's what I think about, like, yo, she's a mom for a reason. She gotta move.
Yeah.
You know, she got to move in order for him, for this dude to go, hey, I'm letting off inside. What? Because I haven't even gotten that that mindset to even do that. Like, that's a dangerous responsibility.
But also,
right there.
That's the fun of hooking with an older woman who's a mom, is that they're like, you know, especially when you become a mom, you now, life is more, it's more structured.
Okay.
So, you know, when you go to, you know, it's the plus and minus. There's pressure to like hook in with an old woman with a kid because you're like, they fucking need to get off. But they know what they're doing. They're like going to make a sandwich and put in the snacks and put in the juice box. Like they are going to make that sexual thing like, okay, slick to the right.
Yeah.
And play with my nipple right now, and we'll get this the fuck done.
Yeah.
You know, kids, like they're a kids, good manager.
So what you're saying, J-Train, is yeah. that the children make the older woman's libido or sex
yeah.
drive more calculated.
It's more calculated, because okay. and they're willing to lead the way, and they're also, you know, the pressure is pressure, but it's also them knowing exactly what the fuck they want.
Exactly, okay.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We're here with Derek Gaines at Derek1Gaines on Twitter. Guys, go check him out. He's got Bridgetown Comedy Festival June 2nd through 4th. Also, Joking Off Season 3 coming off. Best ever coming to True TV in July. Go check out all that stuff. Super funny, super awesome comic. I like this question. What's in your pocket?
Hmm.
This dick. Hey, Juba.
Yeah, oh, no. It's happened.
Hey, Jubacabra.
Jubacabra. Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
Love the podcast. You too, man, Sam. There you go. Okay, so I went on a blind double date with my friend. I show up, and the girl he is with is a 787. So we have a rating system here on the podcast. It's the area code method, face, body, personality.
Okay.
So his buddy's chick is a 7 face, 8 body, 7 personality.
That's not that bad.
It's pretty good. He goes, my girl is a 186.
Woo!
Oh, that's a brown bag on the head chick. 186.
186.
She kept giving me compliments, though, and towards the end of the date, she started to come on to me a little too strong. I tried to make it obvious she disgusted me.
Wow.
That's a young guy's move. But I guess she didn't get it. But since I'm a guy and she had a nice body, I got a halfie, as all good men do. Before I had time to hide it, she asked me what was in my pocket. My friend and the other girl started laughing while my girl insisted on the answer. I didn't know what to do, so I just kind of ignored it. My friend kept making fun of me. What was the right thing to do in this situation? How do I do some damage control? So is what happened? My question to the question is, did she sit on his lap and she felt his dick and she asked what it was in his pocket?
Or did she see the
or did
the
she condom actually,
ring? Or did she see the condom ring in his pocket? Like, that happens.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe before, that's it.
Oh, so, but since I'm a guy and she had a nice body, I got a halfie. As all good men do. Before I had time to hide. No, she got a. He got a boner.
Yeah. Okay. So he got a chub. What he got.
So they were sitting at the table. He got a half chub, and then she noticed it. She called him out on it, and then he ignored it. And his buddy gave him shit the rest of the night. How should he have played? How do I do some damage control?
Now, okay. I guess the obvious thing is, well, if her face is one, but her body's an eight,
yeah,
you can play it off as...
Doggy style.
Yeah. Like, hey, girl, I could show you what was in my pocket a little later.
He already fucked this up.
Because yeah, he did.
What he did... Here's the biggest mistake you could... You have... As a double... I've done the double date thing. I've done, like, the wingman thing.
Uh-huh.
If your buddy is with a solid, hot fucking chick...
Okay.
And the only option that night is to run up on her not as attractive friend. You, as that person...
have a responsibility.
A responsibility to be happy to be there.
Yeah.
Talking to that girl so it keeps them... so your buddy can go talk to his girl.
All right.
You have to be charged up for this girl that's not so attractive as if she's the most attractive girl in the room.
Because taking one for the team is the mark of friendship. It is. Taking one for that team. Because remember, there's no I in team, sir.
Yes.
Listen, Jubacabra. there's vagina on the line.
Yes.
So, yeah, you're going to have to...
But the other thing is, like, let's make it selfish.
Okay.
Like, right. If I was to make this a selfish pursuit, that's your night, man. You're on a double date. That's the world you live in. Fucking own that world, you know? Yeah. Swim in the pool you dove into.
If you're going to fail, fail good.
Fail good. So I'm saying you have an opportunity, and especially with a girl that you don't necessarily, like, care about, like, or really have a lot of investment in.
And did this man say she was raining down compliments?
Yeah, so like, she's in, you're in. What? There's nothing that gets me harder than a nice compliment, first
this
of all.
He's fucking up. This is noontime bowling right here.
Explain that.
Afternoon bowling right
here. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, you can only win.
You can only win. And they got bumpers on the side.
Yeah,
the bumpers is the cut.
I totally agree.
That's a strike zone.
Well, this is, and here's the problem with the modern, I don't like when people complain about modern dating. The problem with modern dating is onefold.
Yeah.
Distractions. Okay? This guy's distracted by all the other chicks he thinks he can bang when there's one vagina ready to bang right in front of him. He can take the lane that's right there waiting.
It's the lane you take.
And then he's like, no, wait a minute, but there's a cliff I can climb. No. That cliff isn't going to happen. We got to go get belayed people. We got to go get fucking ropes. No. Walk the trail.
Gave you the bumpers.
That's already
cut
away. Gave you
the bumpers and the light ball. Bumpers and the light ball.
This is a lesson for life, because you're going to get in a lot of situations where you think the phone is like, what's that show? And it's a science fiction show.
Okay.
I never watched it, but I know that there's like a blue light and they would like take it to go back in time. Stargate. Is that?
It could be Stargate.
Could
sure.
be this, anything
this
sci-fi.
This podcast is the only podcast in the world
shit,
that wouldn't know
Stargate,
that sci-fi reference.
Eureka Town. It could be any of that
whatever
shit.
Whatever it is. But the phone is like this distraction. The phone is like this thing that makes us think we can like go out into the outer space. But it ain't going to take us anywhere.
Okay.
And this guy is distracted by all this other vagina that isn't really going to happen for him. He has this fun, cool experience that's right in front of him, and he can't give it up. So you're going to be in a lot of situations, whether it's in college, high school, out of college, where you're with a bunch of dudes, and there's only the number of girls in front of you are the number of girls available to you.
Yeah.
So you got to dive into that world and give it its proper chance.
Yeah, he act like he's in his 20s probably, right?
Yeah, of course. This is a young man's question.
Dude, stay in your book. The book you got right now is 186.
Yeah.
Stay in the book, because you know the ending. You already know the ending.
Also, this is a comedy rule. If somebody fucks with you, he played it wrong, and I played it wrong. Never get angry. Never get angry. When I have a heckler, the one thing I one time had a heckler, and he yelled out something. He was Scottish, so I didn't understand him. And I go, what'd you say? And I was in a bad mood. Mm-hmm. And he goes, say something funny. And instead, the way I played it was totally wrong.
Yeah.
And I looked at him.
Make
friends, not fire. And I looked at him and I go, I'll say something funny when you meet me upstairs when I beat the fuck out of you. And everyone in the room just went like silent. and they were like, what just happened? Are we going to see a debt? Like, are we going to see a fight? And then I got off stage and it was so awkward. The way to play it is to laugh at that, take it, and say, yeah, you're right. I'm not funny.
Yeah.
And go with the joke that they're making. So it's the rule of improv. Yes. And
yes.
So
yeah.
When she says, what's in your pocket? You go, you pull out everything in your pocket and you put it on the table and then you say, and this dick.
Boom.
Boom. Now everyone's laughing. Your buddy
and
can't
give
you shit.
Set it up good, yeah.
Because no one can give you shit because you've already said it.
Because she asked because she already knew.
Yeah.
She already knew what it was.
And she wanted to see it.
And she wanted
and you
to
gave it.
It
up because you got two in your head about your fucking Tinder match that's never going to happen.
Look, man. That was taken. You could have took one for the team and got one for yourself.
But this is why we have the podcast, because this is Lessons for Life.
Lessons
this will get
life.
You to the next chick.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Derek Gaines at Derek1Games. Listen, if you're new to the podcast and you've gotten this far, this is what it is. Okay? We take the emails to problems that maybe some people wouldn't call problems, and we fucking dig in. So if you're right now, pause the podcast. I want you to pause the podcast, and I want you to text one friend to download the JTrain podcast on
J-Train.
iTunes. Go give us a rating. It really helps us out here. Go tell a friend. Go tell somebody about the JTrain podcast, because every month we grow. It's getting bigger and bigger. I can't even get through all the emails.
That's good.
And they get better and better. I like this one, undermining a bro.
Okay.
Dearest Papa JT, Your pod not only gets me through my shitty summer internship, but I've clocked my work efficiency at maximum production when listening to your new and old pods.
All right.
I'm currently home for the summer and I'm planning a few weekend trips to see friends in other cities. One city I plan to visit in June has a 796 girl from college who I'd be interested in dating. I like that he's the sixth personality, and he's like, I'd like to date her.
A six is above average. It's above average.
I'd like to spend hours on end with her in non-sexual situations.
Yeah, a six, though? I don't know.
It's going to be higher than a six. The problem is she broke the heart of one of my good friends and fraternity brothers last semester to the point where he goes psycho every time she flirts with another guy around him. I want to take her out while visiting the city. And even as he writes that, his next sentence is, I want to take her out. And she's already expressed interest in my below-average meat stick sliding into her pussy palace. Meat stick and pussy palace are maybe the grossest things I've ever said in my entire life.
The two don't go together.
No, they don't. Meat stick. Yeah, pussy palace.
Pussy palace sounds fantastic.
No, no king living inside the pussy palace would be like, bring on the meat sticks.
No.
They'd be like, bring on the tenderloin.
Those sound like brunch snacks. Like snacks you eat at 11:45. Meat sticks. Get out of here.
Meat sticks. It sounds like a mom smoking a cigarette that's 80 pounds overweight. Yeah. Who wants meat sticks for breakfast?
Right?
Yeah.
No.
But I'm almost positive word will get back to my friend. She's surrounded by close friends in that city and bitches talk. Should I attempt to keep this summer weekend secret from him? Should I tell him I'm interested in beforehand? What's the play? Sounds like he is definitely hooking up with this chick.
Already. And I would tell him, don't date her with a 10-foot pole.
Yeah, I would too.
I wouldn't, but he's going to take that shot. It sounds like he's already going to take the shot.
Sounds like his dick is in charge right now. Because
of the nine.
Mind.
It's the nine.
Yeah.
The 7-9-6, he's thinking about the nine the most.
Here's the only way this works, and just because I hear you, man. She's got to come to your city.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only way this works, because her city has all, like, they're all sitting there with their phone. Like, her city has the paparazzi.
It's too many variables.
Too many variables. Right, man, Sam. I think it's like, let's say you dated a famous Parisian.
Okay?
Let's just say you met this model, and she's a famous girl from Paris.
Okay.
Famous girl from Paris comes to America. No one fucking cares. You go to Paris. Who the fuck is with Esmeralda?
Yeah.
So that's kind of his situation. He goes to her city. Everyone wants to know what the fuck is with this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
and he has a meat stick, and she going to travel to him for a meat stick?
No, she's a pussy palace.
Nah, pussy palaces don't travel to meat sticks.
Meat
they
sticks
don't.
can travel. Pussy palaces are, you know, they're in the ground. I just think you and I agree, don't do it.
Nah.
But he's going to do it, so we have to play that game. I think if you go, what you do is it's only late night. So the option one, you have her come to your city. That's the only way it works.
That's the only way it works.
And you let her know, listen, I don't want to get in a fight with my friends. Let's just have fun, you and I. And you make it, you lay it out there with her.
That's the, right?
That's the way. You go
that's
to her.
That's a fly-in affair. You don't, she flies in.
That's right.
Because
the way you play it on her turf is you got to be a shadow in the night. That's the only way. So you only operate with her and only operate with her during the times that her friends don't give a fuck about her. And that is post 1 a.m. Everyone at post 1 a.m., everyone is thinking about their own vagina and dick post 1 a.m. if they're awake. So we may think, you wake up, you don't drink. So when I wake up hungover, I'm like, oh my God, who saw what I did? Who heard what I said? Nobody cares because they're all doing the same thing to themselves.
Okay.
Who saw what I did?
Post 1 a.m.
Yeah. So post 1 a.m., you shoot off a little carrier pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in town, baby.
Those are the hours.
That's the only hours you can operate. You only work in the night.
They're vampiric hours you have to work.
And that's the only way to play it. Otherwise, if you go to the friend who freaks out, he ain't getting over this shit.
He's not.
If you go to her, you know, and try to fucking take her on a date, every one of her friends is going to know about that day.
Everyone.
And that happens during when she puts on her makeup. What are you putting on makeup for? Where are you going? Oh, well, so-and-so.
Rap time.
Words out.
It's over. Yeah, you got to fly her in.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. We'll do one more email. Derek Gaines, crushing it, man.
Thanks, man. I appreciate
it. So happy to have you here. Yeah. Go find Derek on Twitter, @Derek1Gaines. He's got shows in Portland. He's got shows on MTV, True TV.
And I'm running around New York all the time.
And he's in New York. He's here on shows with me. It's great. I love a female email.
Okay, female email.
Let's do this. Chick email. Chick email.
Very 80s. I love this.
Very. Hi,
very
Jared.
Hair band 80s.
I just graduated from a private college in the Midwest. Of course, I met a really great guy a few weeks before graduation. We had a casual and a really fun thing going. We were
know what that means.
She loves him. Okay. We were texting each other after we got home, but I stopped responding after a few days because I didn't really see the point. We live 4 hours away. We're so casual that it didn't seem likely that we would ever go out of the way to meet up outside of college. When I told my friends, they encouraged me to text him immediately. Their mentality is that we are both bored with shitty jobs in our hometowns right now and only 4 hours away and have the whole summer in front of us. I refused to text him because I felt uncomfortable. It's been 3 weeks now and I don't know what I'd even say. His best friend lives in my hometown, so I guess it's not unlikely he'd be in my area. If he's in my hometown over the summer, I think it would be really fun to meet up, but I don't know how to casually keep in contact. Is this something I should keep pursuing, and how? Or should I let it naturally let it happen naturally if it's in the cards? What do you think?
I choose the latter. Let it naturally happen.
You think naturally?
Because LDRs, long-distance relationships, never 4 hours. If it's over 2 hours, it's a big gamble.
Big gamble.
Plus, big gamble over 2 hours.
We got the mail version of this before on the last episode or a couple episodes ago. We've done the male version of this. This is kind of the female version.
Okay.
The fact that they're graduating also, like, you know, if you're a guy that's hooked up with a girl before the summer and you want to keep up over the summer, you know you're coming back. You know your boat comes back to port. So you know that you're going to go out to cruise from island to island over the summer, and then at some point you're going to come back to the original port where you hooked up with this chick.
Right.
This girl is going out to sea in one direction and he's going out to sea in another direction.
Yeah, it's graduation.
There's no coming back to each other. There's no reality. The only way she can make this happen,
all right,
is if she places this and keeps it in casualness. So like right now you have to realize that there's really no future in this.
No future.
You're in the year after graduation. Your minds, you don't even know. You're so worried about what the next step is.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone can't fucking worry. Everyone's so worried about their own situation that they can't worry about holding on to some girl that they met for like 3 weeks.
3 weeks.
I think her move, she has the best friend that lives in her hometown that she is in right now.
Uh-huh.
The move, you should get back. I think she should get back in touch, but only about the best friend. So the best friend, so I'm saying her text to him, she's wondering what should she text.
Mm-hmm.
She texts something about the best, hey, saw your friend. There's your reason for getting in touch. How have you been? And then it's the next line. So you say you saw his friend, saw your friend the other night. How have you been? Now you get him talking, open-ended question. And then you leave the conversation as, well, if you ever come visit him, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
And then at least,
and that's it.
You've put it out there enough where it's like, listen, I'm down for some fun if you're in town.
Yeah.
And then you can leave it up to whatever the world gives you.
I say this, J-Train. Sure. It's very, very hard to redo serendipity. You can't really redo serendipity shit. So I say keep it, mark it off, take it on the shoulder as some serendipitous shit that happened, and move forward. It's graduation from college. Y'all still got, you know, shit like that comes around. If the best friend is there and he's over, and then somehow y'all naturally meet together. But that's how that works.
You're right.
You don't never base anything off of a three-week fling. You know how many three-week flings I've had that went crashed in the walls because I've tried to be something more?
I have acted as if I was in relationships with girls I met 2 hours before. Like, literally, there was one time, I told a story last episode about being on a plane and meeting a chick. There was another time that I was in New Orleans, met this chick.
Okay.
met this chick out. My buddy and I were on a bachelor party.
Okay.
All of our friends went to one strip club, and then we hung behind the group, and we ended up at another strip club with these three chicks.
Okay.
So we go to this with these three chicks, another strip club. The next morning, we've realized we're on the same flight as these three chicks.
Oh man!
Our flight gets delayed. Me, the dude, and these three chicks spend the whole day in like the Delta Skyrim.
Okay.
Getting hammered together. By the end of it, her and I are on, we have like the row of three with nobody in the middle. We're like laying on each other like we're engaged to be married in a month. And literally after that flight, never saw her again.
Yeah.
So my dad has a similar saying. He says, you can never repeat.
Yeah.
You know, it happened. Be thankful it happened. But you can never really redo all the circumstances of a fun fling.
Yeah.
So I do agree. Let it come to you. If you do want to text, that my advice, I'd stick by that, where it's like, listen, make it about the friend. How have you been? If you're ever in town, be cool to see you.
That's your only bait. That's
your only bait.
That's our only throwing, yeah.
But other than that, like the one, your friends, and this is what girls do a lot, they push their friends to do whatever they've seen in a romantic comedy.
Mm-hmm.
So they're pushing her because, you know, girls operate in this world where love is a lottery ticket. You know, yeah. The girls try to get, there's a lot of girls that try to find love in the way that poor people try to find wealth. And that's by buying scratch tickets.
Oh, okay, I got you.
This is a scratch ticket mentality where your friend's like, no, you have to. It was the last 3 weeks. It was so beautiful. No, real relationships are made when you're fat and farting on the couch on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Not when you met in fairy tale land.
Yeah, exactly.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Derek Haynes, fantastic.
Hey, man. Yeah, I'm
great
just
to
trying.
Have you. We gotta have you back.
Enabling ass friends. I would like. Here's a nickel. Scratch it up. Get
yeah,
the fuck out of
that.
Here.
The friends are so wrong on this. Derek Gaines, go follow Derek. Fantastic comic at Derek1Gaines on Twitter. We'll be right back with hypotheticals, the news, and we're gonna do some follow up emails. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Joe List, and that's
Mark Norman here.
From Tuesdays with Stories, check out our podcast. Tell them why, Mark.
You're going to love it. It's nothing but laughs, jokes, stories from the road, vagina, and that guy.
Yeah, you're getting laid. We're being silly. Check it out. Find new and archived episodes of Tuesdays with Stories on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and TuneIn.
Hey, guys, this is Chris, one of the producers here at Stand Up New York Labs. And I'm telling you to go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. We're having a great time taking pictures of all the comics that come into the studio, recording podcasts, all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes. You're missing out if you're not following us. You can see pictures of Jared Fried, Mark Norman, Joe List, Kurt Metzger. Who doesn't need more pictures of Kurt Metzger in their life? Go check out our Instagram page, at Stand Up NY Labs. You're going to love it.
Hey, guys, welcome back. Derek Gaines, crushed it. Thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
Awesome episode. Awesome. Thank you for taking the emails. Chris, thank you for coming on.
No problem. Happy to be here.
At Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast every Friday.
Yep.
Here on the Stand Up New York Labs Network, along with this podcast, J-Train Podcast. We got a good hypothetical this week, and I like when they're topical.
All right.
Okay? This one's called J-Train. I'm writing to you in reaction of Game 3 between the Warriors and Thunder. Would you rather take one elbow punch to the head or face from Ron Artest or three Draymond Green kicks to the family jewels?
Dang.
The punches could result in a concussion while the kicks could restrict your abilities in the bedroom for a couple of weeks. What do you think?
A couple of weeks? Or a concussion. A couple of weeks without boning or a concussion.
Well, I think the choice isn't really amongst that. It's, I think it also has to do with who you're taking it from. Basketball punches, like there's the, what is it, Kermit Washington, did he get punched in the face?
Yeah, that's it.
That's who it is?
Rooney Tom
Donovich got punched in the face by Kermit Washington, and it's like a famous clip. That's like the one basketball punch that really ever connected.
Yeah.
Like these guys are used, you know, like if you play like lacrosse, we had a buddy who used to call it like lacrosse athletic, you lose all athleticism because you play lacrosse. Like if you know anyone that's really good at lacrosse, they suck. They lose all hand-eye coordination for any other sport.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. It's actually very weird to watch because you watch them on a basketball court, you're like, dude, how did this ostrich get out here?
Yeah.
You know? I would take the punch over the nut kick because there's less chance for that to connect because they're very wiry.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That makes a lot of sense. But a nut kick, it's twofold. It's two levels in a nut kick, too.
Yeah, okay.
Because it's the initial, and then it's whatever happens in your stomach 10 seconds after. So I might
nut
just
kicks
take
are debilitating.
I can get knocked out real quick, blackout, come back, be cool. Because, what's the name? What's the dude, all the beard?
Harden?
Plays for the Rock. Harden.
Yeah.
Harden took an elbow from Ron Artest to the temple.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember that. He came down, right on his temple. Put him out, but he was playing again.
He still came back.
So yeah.
What do you think, Chris?
I think I'm gonna go with a nut kick just based on watching it. He tried to make it look like he didn't do it. So it's like that's probably not the most solid kick.
If you're punching, you are punching.
Ron Artest is taking it seriously.
You're trying to not show that you're a nut kicker.
Right.
Yeah, because that's more you try to play that nonchalant or inconspicuous. I get that.
Okay.
So that's twofold.
What do you think? How about this? Only be able to drink alcohol that you brewed yourself, or have to pay $25 to enter any public building.
Oh wow. Oh, I mean, I would definitely just do the alcohol. I'm not a big drinker.
I'm not a drinker either. Yeah, alcohol.
I would do the alcohol thing too. Also, like, I don't want to pay to go in.
$25 everywhere. You know how much that is?
You know how many times I have to pee a day?
That's crazy.
No. Let's do one more.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars will be wasted.
Would you here's one. Would you rather always get an incurable borderline blue balls boner whenever you do stand-up? Or your voice cracks and you fart unexpectedly whenever you tell a punchline?
I'll take the first one.
You'll take the boner. Have you ever had a boner?
Well, then again, I've never had a boner on stage. That's not good. That's not good. Yeah.
No, that would be the worst.
That's not good. I just thought about that. But then again,
I could hide the fart pretty well.
Yeah.
I'm a yeller on stage anyways, so.
Yeah, but if your voice is cracking, that's not going to be good.
Yeah.
When you're doing your hello.
Yeah, it's not going to sound good. Yeah, I don't know. One time, this happened to me in Boston. I was at a club and I was on stage and then my first opening line, it sucks. All you have to do for a comedy club is have a good sound system. Like that's all you have to do. Mm-hmm. And the first line out of my mouth, I get to the punchline and the mic just goes,
oh, this stinks.
And I was like, fuck. And then I had to be on stage for 45 minutes. I'm like, okay, now I got to go into fucking crowd work to get over this. You know, like the first thing out of my mouth is supposed to get a big laugh.
I think I'd take the boner.
I'd take the boner.
Yeah, I'd take the boner. My shit curves down so I can tuck it.
I love the thought of someone being like, yeah, you should listen to this podcast. And then they turn on right there where it's like, I take boner.
Let's go
to the news.
We got the story sent to us by Andrew Beaudry on Twitter earlier today. Beaudry is how you spell Beaudry. It's from TFM, but it's okay. Oberlin College's activist community is getting very upset. Some of the students are actually dropping out of college, saying that they're too stressed out. They want to eliminate all grades below a C. And they're upset because there's too much pressure on them.
What kind of fucking soft shit is that?
It's a little soft, yeah.
It's also what world do you think exists beyond college? That's how delusional are you in life? Like,
you stressed out now?
For what you're going to college for.
Yeah.
Right. That you don't want below a C.
There's only pass fail after college.
Yeah, that's it. Fail, yeah, there's no A, B, C, D.
It's pass or fail.
Yeah,
that's it.
What bothers me too is like I don't know how many people I can't even believe we're making this a news story. Like how many people at that school are this delusional? Like
that's
what could
some
be their
soft
reason,
shit, bro?
Well, I mean, there's enough of them apparently that there's a story written about it because a few of them are dropping out. It's a problem, and they actually they want more than just that. But some of the other things they want is they want faculty members to proactively offer them alternatives to taking a written in class midterm. Like they want the teacher to be like, look, you seem stressed. Don't bother.
No.
It's insane. Nobody's gonna do that.
Fucking insane.
Who? Right. I want this activism on. Like, I want to start a new a new version of Holocaust era Europe.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. All right. Just
okay.
Go.
Follow me on this.
I'll back it if it's good.
Follow me on this.
Let me hear.
And listen, I'm willing. You guys can disagree if you'd like. And I just think anyone who's ever considered themselves a college activist for this cause should have to wear a star on their clothing so that I know to never make eye contact with them and know and speak to them ever again. Because if you've ever been a person who was for no grades below a C, then you are out of your fucking mind.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you are delusional to a point where you should not be amongst this society.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is we need to kill all these people.
Yeah.
I'm not saying kill. I'm just saying, I just want to know.
We got to put them somewhere. Let's not kill it. Kill them on a little
island.
Cryptic,
let's put them on an island where
all these lazy, below-sea-average students These idiots to make their own like, just put them somewhere.
Here's the other thing. These are smart people. This is what bothers me the most. These people that are bringing this up to not have below a C, they're smart enough to active to get together in a group, to put together. They have put energy into this that they could have put into fucking. Yeah,
they could put this smart energy. For dumb shit. That's
exactly.
Weird.
They could put this energy into something that actually matters, like their own fucking grades to get a B and not have to worry about this shit.
Well, and also to me, most of college is figuring out how to get shit done without actually really trying to do it.
Exactly.
So they're just trying to, they don't even want to bother doing that.
The only way I'm okay with this, if someone saw all the activism going on at campuses that was bullshit and they're like, wait a minute, we can get rid of grades. Like if this is some Van Wilder shit where they're like, I know how we'll do it. We'll say that it affects our emotional state and we'll have them get rid of grades forever. Then I'm like, okay, maybe you guys are geniuses.
Yeah. But it's twisted. It's backwards genius. But this is not even as good. This is not a good example of doing smart shit to do dumb shit. Like the best smart to dumb shit was when the kids was putting dipping tampons in vodka and sticking up their ass. Like I'd rather talk about that being some ingenuity.
That
than
is
this
ingenuity.
Horse shit.
You know when they bring hackers on to like government programs to help? They bring it like they get an ex-con.
Yeah,
they call in a professional.
Yeah. I want to bring in the guy who invented the tampon vodka and be like, listen, we need your expertise in other places.
Yeah.
You got to fix the grading system.
Yeah, I think you could do more
because, dude, they couldn't trace it in a breathalyzer test. You get drunk 4 times faster. You might die, but they had a goal and they got there. This shit is fucking stupid.
I agree. And I just like the idea of like, the kid who invented tampon vodka. We need you. Yeah. We think you could help us crack the North Korean government.
They walk into a dark room, a chair spins around, and he's just like sucking it off of
tampon. Yeah. Let's do some follow. Do you have any other stories?
That's okay. Let's do some follow-up.
We got some follow-up emails to the last couple podcasts, especially about the hypothetical rating system. Someone wrote in that you have 28 points. So you know the rating system now, face, body, personality.
Mm-hmm.
We've also added, in certain circumstances, a country code.
Oh, wow.
That goes
like
before.
Like plus one.
It would be like a 1 and a 1 through 9 for blowjob capabilities.
Wow.
Or going down on girl.
This new guy code. Coding that y'all doing. This is good. This is really good.
But girls can use it too, so they can say for a guy going down on them how their country code would go down. So this guy wrote in, I love this hypothetical with the rating system. I'm a girl writing in with how I'd spread 28 points across oral, face, body. So this is a female writing in about how she would do it.
Right.
She'd choose 9559.
Yeah.
But
that's classic. The
classic
girl. Yeah.
So 9 at going down on her, 5 face, 5 body, 9 personality.
That's
what she wants, but that makes sense. This is what women want.
That's what women marry.
Women
marry
differently.
They marry 9559.
Yeah. Women have a different value system than men, okay? I'm not saying that everything's different, but I even tweeted this yesterday, but we talked about this on the last episode, where you never see ugly woman of business. Ugly, like you never see.
You said Carly Fiorina.
Carly Fiorina, but I think she's actually cute. She's not bad looking.
You're clouded by your conservative values.
I don't know who this woman is.
I've never seen a billionaire, fat, sloppy woman with a hunk husband.
Church.
And I do see billionaire, fat, sloppy man.
Bomb ass chick,
hot chick.
Yeah.
It's just because the values are different.
Right.
You know, and I kind of envy the fact that they can get past that. She can be with the personality of her dreams.
Yeah, the personality of her dreams, yeah.
She writes,
funny.
She writes, to me, 9-4-0 means the guy fingers girls while going down on them.
All right.
Okay.
Low bar, but
she
all right.
I like that she just gave her own personal preference.
That's pretty wild.
A 9 personality is important. Fuck the dude's face and body. I love ugly guys. They're the kindest ones. I don't even think guys in general are good-looking guys. Or I don't even think guys in general are good looking anyways. Girls are so much hotter. Maybe we discovered something else about this listener. There are many girls I would go down on, but there are a lot of dicks I wouldn't suck. Oh. That could be a new t-shirt for this podcast. Many girls I go down on, a lot of dicks I wouldn't suck.
Wow.
Well, I like that perspective.
She's honest.
Papa J, I'm still debating what I'd make my 21-point spread.
It's so funny he's that people gone, have been racking their brains over this.
He's gone back to, he took out the country code. But I have an idea to save a point. What is the difference between, this guy waxes on poetic.
Yeah.
What is the difference between a 9 and 8? Only 1 point, which is still an amazing face, body, or personality. Instead of pushing one number of the area code to 9, unless you really care about one trait, only make it go to 8. Saving that point could go a long way. So instead of a 669, you could have a 768, which just sounds much better. That's a big difference in face and a personality that is still top notch. Also, fuck the guy who posed this hypothetical. I shouldn't have to think this much.
Yeah. I hear that.
So he's saying he wants to save a point to place wherever he can as time goes on.
It is what it is. If she's a 9, she's, yeah, 9. She's a 9. She's 8, a 9. She's 8.
I agree.
I'll tell you what the difference between a 9 and an 8 is.
What's
it's
that?
It's a smell. It's the way her one tooth turns, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? It's it could be like, she could have a little eye booger and eye. Yeah. Like, it's the small shit. You ever see a bad bitch with boogers? Oh, yeah. Nigga, that'll make you go.
Bad breath.
Yeah. Oh. Like, what?
No,
yeah,
it's over.
I think that 9 counts.
Let's read one more because it's close to my heart.
Okay.
Papa JT, like yourself, I'm a big fan of The Bachelor and Bachelorette. I live tweet The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. This week was the first episode. We're taping this a week before this comes out. It's first episode was amazing. I've even gotten a few. I also did a preview on Betches.com. If you go to Betches Love This, you can read my preview of the season, which by this time is out of date, but you can check it out. It's on my Instagram. I have even gotten a few of my boys into the show. We had a few questions that we've thrown around about the show that I'd like you to answer.
Okay.
What do you rate JoJo? I've been advocating, if you could bring up JoJo,
yeah,
for Derek.
Make sure, yeah.
I've been advocating 8, 9, 5. She's crazy hot, but pretty boring in my opinion. I completely disagree. JoJo has had a great personality. Not only, here's my thoughts on JoJo. She's fucking insanely hot. You have to be so cool to be able to come off even a little bit cool on that show. So the reason that I liked her in the Bachelor season when she was a contestant was because she didn't fall for Ben right away. You have these crazy girls that are like, I love him.
Okay.
And they've just looked at him.
Yeah.
She was like, I don't know if we've had a connection. She would always say that. And I'm like, all right. Chick kind of gets it. That means in real life, like, it goes up by a million.
Yeah.
So I think I also started doing some stuff with Kimmel. I think she's got a better personality than this guy's giving her credit. I would give JoJo, I give her a, her body also before this, she went to the fucking gym.
Okay.
She is, I tweeted this before the first episode. They did like a montage of her in a bathing suit as the, like, the season started. It was like, she trained harder than some of our professional athletes.
Wow.
She was like, I am getting ready for this fucking
shit.
Well,
and why not? She's probably getting paid a good amount to be on TV. She's got to do this thing.
She's an 8, 9, 7. There's no question.
8, 9, 7.
Wow.
Because the personality, you have to be, I'm taking 3 points off personality for the insanity of submitting the application for The Bachelor.
Right.
You have to have one, because I've met girls who have said,
she looks like a 7, 8, 9 to me, but.
7, 8, 9. Okay. Yeah. No, I hear you. But the insanity, I have had girls that are like, I think I'm going to go to I'm going to apply to The Bachelor. I have friends who have said that.
Right.
And they're all a little bit crazy. But the insanity that you have to have, to have your friends be like, to like, at every turn that you do that application, to keep going.
Right.
You're pretty fucking crazy.
And still have people be like, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
You can do this.
Or you have to have ulterior motives. He has a second question. You have to have a wild, extravagant entrance out of the limo. What do you do? Keep in mind, anything is possible and money's no object in this scenario. So in the first episode, every guy arrives and says hi to JoJo. They have their first introduction with JoJo or whoever the Bachelor or Bachelorette is. And you get to do whatever entrance you'd like. He writes, in this scenario, my idea is that I come in on a float along with live performance of the song I Need a Girl, Part 2 by P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm. And Usher.
What would your guys' entrance be?
Well, I like entrances and exits. I'm big with that in comedy.
Yeah.
So, you know, if I'm meeting a chick first time.
And you come out of this is your entrance onto The Bachelor. So you're competing against 17 other guys or whatever the number is.
All right, well, money's no object.
No,
we got to keep it. It can't be fictional, right? It's nonfiction. Okay.
Keep it in reality.
Okay, cool. I'm thinking, all right, I pull up in a car that they don't make limos for.
Mm.
So like a stretch Lambo or some fly shit. I don't know. It's only got two doors.
In case you're wondering, Derek is black.
Yeah. Let's get urban with it real quick. All right. I got DJ Cypher Sounds.
Yeah.
Over in the corner, uh-huh, behind the bushes. As soon as I open the door, he puts on Zodiac shit.
Yeah.
By Flying Lotus.
Okay.
And doves fly out the fucking shit. Doves fly out. I got red bottom male, yep, Christian Louis Vuittons on, so yep, she sees the red bottom as I touch the goddamn sidewalk.
Yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
Get out. Flex the coat twice. Gold glitter comes off the shit.
Mm, that's great.
But it's not on the suit. So when I do it, it comes off,
yeah,
but you can't see no trace of it on me.
It's gone.
Like, where the fuck? Like, so.
I love that entrance.
Right. So I walk up to her with a mean slow bop from Denzel, yeah, from Devil in a, mm-hmm, Blue Dress, right? Or Training Day.
Mm-hmm.
I say, hey, girl, I've come up close, maybe to one of her ears, and I go, you're driving me fucking crazy.
Mm.
But, and I say it like that, and she goes, and then it's fucking over. Yeah, so doves, gold glitter coming off, so you can't, untraceable.
See,
gold.
See, I love this entrance, yeah, because you either have to go so big.
You got to commit.
That it's, you got to commit, or you go silent killer, confidence, great to meet you.
Yeah.
Hopefully I see you in there.
Well, here we go. Look, yeah, look at that. That's
what's yours?
I kind of combining both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Limo pulls up.
Okay.
They're waiting for me to get out. You don't know what's going on. Car explodes.
Okay.
It just blows up.
Yes. Okay.
Now they're all shocked.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fire.
Maybe we've had our first death on The Bachelorette.
Could be. Yeah. Go to commercial. Come back. I just walk up right behind her, tap her on the shoulder, and go, I'm fine.
Yeah. Oh.
I'm fine.
It's like a magic.
It's,
I don't
all
know.
Good,
this is so important to me that I don't even know. Like, I'd have to like really put a lot of thought into what I would do.
Yeah.
So I would wear navy tux.
All right.
Okay. Navy tux. Do we know the navy I'm talking about? Like, that really dark blue.
It's called Mediterranean blue.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Okay. So I want that blue, white, crisp shirt.
Okay.
I'm going really, really shiny.
Okay.
Gucci.
There you go, boy.
Tux shoes.
Right. Tux shoes, not loafers. So tux shoes.
Tux shoes.
Shiny shit. Okay.
Shiny. Okay,
formal.
So I'm looking
President's
fucking
dinner.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, Michael Buffer.
Sure.
Gets out of the limo.
Okay.
Okay. Gets out. He's the one that gets out. She's thinking, oh, is the buff man the celebrity appearance? No, it's not the buff man. Mike comes down from the tree above her head.
Yeah.
Okay. He grabs the mic. He goes into what, you know? Are you ready to rumble?
Yeah.
And then the Bulls entrance song then comes on.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Bulls entrance song, that, you know, the, you know what I'm talking about? The 90s Bulls.
Yeah, the 90s.
The Parsons Project.
All of a sudden, off the distance. Is that a helicopter?
All right.
Is he choppering in? It's a helicopter lands next to the limo.
Okay.
I pop out. Okay.
All right.
A red carpet rolls out from the helicopter.
From the helicopter. Okay.
From the helicopter. Ten buff dudes in togas.
Okay.
Arrive with one of those beds that Cleopatra.
Okay. All
would
right.
Lay on.
Yeah, yeah.
I get from the chopper onto the bed. I lay out in roses.
Okay.
And they pull up next to her, and then next to me is the outline of a female body. Just the outline, like
sure.
She died.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, it's like a police, you know, how they trace.
Maybe do it like a dotted line instead
keep
of that.
Keep going, wait, and I'm then, listening, I'm and listening.
Then, and then I just look at her, I go, this could be you, honey. And then I make my way into the house.
So wait,
nothing else is said. Nothing else is said.
So who draws that outline?
It's already drawn on there.
Oh,
and
okay.
I just put my body cuddling position.
Right.
So like my hand is underneath.
This could be us, but you playing.
Yeah, this could be us. And then all the buff toga guys, they don't make eye contact with her. They do this as they walk by her. So I don't even stop.
Okay.
She sees all this and she's like, buffer, helicopter. What the fuck? And then all of a sudden, who's that guy? And then when I'm in the house, I get a bottle of wine. okay? And I'm sitting in an area, like, removed from the rest of the jokes.
Okay.
All the dudes.
Yeah. All right, all the lames.
And then I have my posse of buff toga dudes escort her over to a date that's already been set up at the opening cocktail hour. And wow. Then that's when we talk.
Oh, wow. See, I would have changed mine. That was
pretty
good.
This is, no, but listen, I'm happy we've all talked about this, and I'm happy and then listen, if you want, I live tweet The Bachelorette every Monday night at 9, and I'm JTrain56 on Twitter. Derek Gaines, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man.
Such a great episode. So great to have you here. Go follow Derek at Derek1Gaines on Twitter. Go check him out at Bridgetown. Go check him out on True TV, MTV, everywhere. Fantastic comic. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Chris, thank you for bringing the news, doing the hypotheticals.
Absolutely, a lot of fun.
Going through the what our Bachelorette entrance would be.
It was magical.
Go follow Chris at Mansamp on Twitter, Mandatory Samson Podcast, every Friday. I'm Jared Freed. We are the official podcast of your shitty summer internship. Please keep spreading the word. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Send in whatever you'd like. We will be back next episode. Boom.
This has been a Stand Up Labs production, powered by digital media. Subscribe to new and archive episodes wherever you listen to podcasts, and find all